This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
All right, afternoon. Thanks for being here as we cover a lot of things happening around the Umpqua Valley. And wanted to bring in this afternoon Aaron Larson, recently in place as the director of the Umpqua Community College Small Business Development Center. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Kyle.
So I guess, first of all, explain to people, if they aren't familiar, what is the Small Business Development Center? What is it there to do?
Yes. So the Small Business Development Center is a public service. We help those who are interested in growing a business or starting a business. And we are hosted by Umpqua Community College.
And when did it get started? Any idea?
Yeah, so SBDCs are located all around the country. It's part of a federal program, and also it was adopted by the state in 1983. And so you'll see SBDCs at various community colleges around Oregon.
And how long have you been there?
So I started advising back several years ago. I was just as a part-time advisor, and I would come in and share my business and marketing expertise. But I became the director recently in June.
And what kind of things had you done prior to this?
Yeah, before this, I've been an entrepreneur. I have had my own digital marketing and online publishing business, created various online educational websites for various audiences, and mostly just focused on digital marketing. So have definitely grown an affinity for entrepreneurship, and definitely have a heart for those who are looking to start that small business.
So have you been in the area a long time?
Yeah, I came here back in 2009. I came to actually be a caregiver for my grandpa, and had the opportunity also to work at KPIC.
Okay. So you got right into things then. When somebody asks about the Small Business Development Center, what kinds of services do you offer there?
Yeah. So our big thing is we offer free confidential advising. And this is from a team of business experts, those who have walked the path and have that knowledge and wisdom. And that doesn't cost anything for anyone who wants that business advising. We also offer sometimes free, but more often low-cost workshops and programs that help to cover various topics related to business, such as, you know, how to use QuickBooks, how to really craft that business plan, how to also, when it comes to just marketing, how to put together a social media campaign. Those are some examples.
Yeah. And a lot of people have an idea for business, but maybe their idea is fine, but they really don't know about all the fine points of executing that. And that sometimes leads to businesses shuttering awfully quick because they didn't have, you know, enough capital to get started, ran into some things they realized they didn't do, or didn't turn in, you know, all your reports at the right time that the government wants for various things. A lot of things that can really trip people up in spite of the fact that they might have a good idea that people want.
Yeah, exactly, Kyle. It is so helpful to have a team of mentors, advisors who have been there, done that, to walk alongside of you. And I think that a lot of entrepreneurs, they have this great idea, or maybe it's a calling, they might describe it as a calling, and they're going after it. And it takes a lot of courage to do that thing, but they're also wearing a ton of hats. So sometimes things slip through the cracks. It really helps to have that objective set of eyes and that counsel to come alongside and just point them in the right direction.
Any idea what percentage of businesses are really just employing one or two or three people?
Yeah, I would say, I don't know the exact number, but most businesses are like that. They start out small, and oftentimes they're bootstrapped, and then they grow and scale. They might receive some sort of investment from some venture capitalists, maybe it could be angels. But usually it's really starts out small, usually sole operators, and then they build up the business.
We've seen people, especially maybe during and after the pandemic, launch into new things, or maybe something they always wanted to do. Are a lot of those things that started in the last few years, are they doing all right?
Yeah, I would say it depends on the business and, you know, who owns it and, you know, where they're at. But I would say that any time that there is this time of transition and it feels uneasy, you start to see some of the best businesses pop up. And you sometimes that's out of necessity because they're thinking, I need to get something started. Or they have this moment where they realize they really want to do this and now's the time to do it. You start to see some really big, you can see some big businesses come out of times like these.
And there are times when people start a business, oftentimes it can be later in life. Sometimes it's, you know, back in college, and they take off incredibly fast. And but there are other times that people go to businesses later in life. They take off really successfully, and people wish they would have done that a long time ago.
Yes, yes. There are entrepreneurs of all ages. In fact, at the latest, the last Umpqua Growth Talks event, we saw the winner was a young man who had created some duck calls with his family. And so you get age ranges from, you know, a child all the way up to, you know, someone who might be their second, third, fourth career.
You know, it's interesting young man with the duck calls. I mean, if you're into that, not everybody is, but people that are really like that whole area and to get the idea and want to do more than just, you know, have something that you can use yourself, but to be his age and do what he's done so far is amazing.
It's so inspiring. It speaks to just, there's a certain mystique about it. You know, someone so young to have that idea, but also you have to look at the support around him as well in terms of his family. I really just love the way his family pours into him and the resources that he has available as well.
Now, with the recent event, you had other folks that were starting businesses and some people that got help that I've been kind of running them on a small scale.
Yes, yes. There are several of them. They are just getting started. They're bootstrapping. They're getting going, and that's why events like that are so important for our community to surround them, to support them. Maybe it's cheering for them, but it's also just to go and support their businesses. Go buy something. You know, show your support with your wallet as well as just kind words and encouragement.
And some people I've seen around the area get something going. They've got a good revenue stream. It seems to go good. They realize at some point it's probably never going to be a full-time thing. So maybe they figure out, you know, going out and getting a part-time job, working certain hours, and then finding time to still do that and have that income stream because it's something they like doing so much.
Yes, Kyle, and that's more common than the flashy news stories. Oftentimes you hear about entrepreneurs who are very successful and you think it's an overnight success, but really it's taken 10 years and maybe they had to pivot at some point and maybe take a part-time job. And I often say that could be one of the best things an entrepreneur can do is actually go and get that experience in a certain industry working for someone else, and then they're able to innovate from that in their own business.
You know, I was thinking back, there was an article on Bill Gates and one of the folks he worked with back in the day, and it was amazing because they started out as like 12-year-old kids. Mm-hmm. That were, you know, kind of geeky and people always wondered what they were up to. And then they look around now and go, oh, they had a good idea.
Yes, yes. Sometimes those seeds are planted very early and it just takes a while for those to really sprout and reach the surface.
So for the Small Business Development Center, where are you guys located?
So we're currently located at the Umpqua Business Center, but we have some breaking news. We'll actually be moving downtown, Kyle.
So where are you going to be going to?
So we're now going to be located in the Newberry's building, and that's at 729 Southeast Jackson Street. It's currently UCC Housing, so I think it's called the Hawks Hideaway is the name for it. So we'll be moving there along with the Woolley Center in early January.
So is the idea that you're going to be like on the part of the main floor, or the first floor, and then of course the housing is upstairs?
That's correct. Yep, we're all segmented off. But what I love about it, Kyle, is we're right there in the heart of downtown. It is so accessible to the businesses that are there, and of course others who are outside of downtown. but we're part of something that I feel like there's an energy downtown that's building and building, and UCC has certainly been a leader and champion in that whole revitalization.
All right, we're going to talk with Aaron Larson more in a moment on Inside Douglas County. The interview, a podcast after one at 541radio.com, 1245 at News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1248. Lars Larson coming up at 1 o'clock. Aaron Larson from the Small Business Development Center of Umpqua Community College. You were just talking about moving to the downtown Roseburg on Jackson Street, former Newberry store area, a little bit before the break. And you mentioned downtown. We've seen so many new businesses down there. A lot of them, at least the ones that I've become familiar with, are people that still have other things they do. They find a schedule that works, or maybe one person works at the business part-time. If it's a couple, the other one works there part-time, does other things. I mean, a lot of people are really driven to kind of make their dream come true.
Yes, entrepreneurship can be very fulfilling, but it can also be very challenging. And what I love about entrepreneurs is they're the type of people that see a problem and they're going to go after that problem and solve it. They're going to create that value. And it doesn't matter if it's 12 o'clock in the afternoon or midnight. They're working and they're going to solve it.
Now, do you have other people helping you?
Yes, we have a team. We have a team of advisors. We're part of a larger SBDC network as well.
And how many folks do you have helping you locally?
Yeah, so we have three other advisors. So I do some advising myself, and we have Justin Deedon, we have Gail Peterson, and also Doug Mone.
What are some of the questions that people come in to seek advice from you guys?
Yeah, I get a lot of questions. One of the questions I get is, how do I know my business is going to work? Or should I start this business? And so generally what we advise is, before you take the leap, let's do a little bit of research. Let's make sure that idea is actually going to help you launch that business. Are you going to generate revenue? Because without revenue, your business just isn't going to work. And unfortunately, we've seen that oftentimes. And as an entrepreneur, I've launched business ideas too that fell flat. And if we're able to come alongside businesses at the right time and help them think through and really map out a business plan, think through what this is going to look like before they sign that 5-year lease and move into that venue that maybe won't be helpful for their business, let's meet them before they make that contract.
And also vetting information, especially if you're maybe buying a business, an existing business could be a lot of different sizes. I mean, what backs up the numbers that you're being given when somebody says, you know, we made this much? Well, how do you know that for sure? Mm-hmm. And I've known people who went into these situations and were misrepresented, you know, yeah. And they ultimately, if it fell flat, I can think of people who ultimately filed bankruptcy and took a long time to dig out. They had a good plan. They had good motives, but they just were not given accurate information.
It is so important to do your due diligence when starting a business. And I think even now, one of the great opportunities that we have is artificial intelligence and the way that we're able to gather information very quickly. But to your point, sometimes it might not be the most accurate information. And so you need to take an extra step and really validate the information that you've gathered.
So how do you think small business is doing overall in Douglas County these days?
I think what I'm seeing from our numbers is we're tracking on our goals. We're still serving around a little over 300 advising clients that like we did last year. So it hasn't really changed much, but certainly there is a lot of, I would say, anxiety or unease about what's going to happen. But to my earlier point, sometimes that's the best time to start a business is when you see that there are questions or there's a new value or way to serve that pops up because of the way that the world is changing. AI, again, is a great example of that. There's opportunity for those who have the vision and courage to step out and start that business.
For somebody, whatever they're trying to do, how important is really, you know, establishing a relationship with your customers so they want to come back to you, especially if you've got a product that they could actually order online?
Yes. Well, I would say I heard this from a mentor who also heard it from a mentor. The person who serves best profits most. And it's so important for entrepreneurs to focus on the customer. How do they add value to that customer? And there are a lot of ways to think about reaching customers. You mentioned online. You can have clients all over the world, and there are several businesses. I would venture to say dozens or maybe more than 100 businesses here in our local economy who have customers located all around the world.
And one of the other things as well for entrepreneurs, and this is where I would not be a good candidate for doing some of this stuff, is they're willing to take these big chances with accurate information. And oftentimes they are very successful, but they have a few crashes along the way. Mm-hmm. And some businesses don't go and they don't fly and they lose money. And you have a long path to getting that dealt with. But at the same time, they seem to persevere and keep on.
That's the big key right there, Kyle, is that perseverance, that grit that comes with being that business that doesn't give up, that's open to pivoting. You can look at any successful business that's out there, Amazon, others who have really grown their businesses. And at some point, they had to pivot. They had to make a change. And that's why it's so important for entrepreneurs not to go alone and recruit a great team, but also take advantage of the resources that are available to you. SBDC, again, I know I'm plugging it here, but we are a public service. That's why we exist, is to come alongside entrepreneurs and help them. And not many people know that we're even here.
So as you've gotten started the past few months, what has it been like to be doing what you're doing?
I love it so much, Kyle. It's, again, I have that heart for entrepreneurs because I've been there and I am one. So I know what it's like. And I can tell you that entrepreneurs are some of the most interesting, driven, passionate, smart people I've ever met. And it's a joy every day. I get to meet someone who wants to maybe start a drywall company, or they want to be a dog groomer, or it's just, the variety is amazing. And it feels so good to put together programs and a team that can come alongside these entrepreneurs and just help them take that next step forward.
Now, do you have any classes or particular upcoming events people ought to know about?
Yeah. One of the things that we do is we have a program specifically for contractors who are looking to get their CCB license. And so we offer pre-exam training for that and help them get through the testing, get licensed, start their business. So we have one of those trainings coming up on December 4th and 5th. One of the programs that we launched recently that was a big win, Kyle, is relaunching what we call the SBM program, which stands for Small Business Management. And what's great about this program is it's a 9-month program. So unlike, you know, a one-off workshop, this is something where we meet with these entrepreneurs once a month for 9 months. We cover all different areas of business, and then we have advising scheduled in between, so there's that individual advising that's tailored to their business and they can apply their learnings. And that's where we see a ton of progress. And that's a program that's supported not only from the funding that we get from federal, state, and our local host institution, UCC, but also we have private donors in the community who have helped with that. Ford Family Foundation, Banner Bank, Oregon Pacific Bank have all contributed to help launch that program.
So if people are thinking about launching into something either on the side or maybe hopefully as a full-time thing eventually, how do they get connected with you?
The best thing to do is you can go to umqua.edu/SBDC. You can find us online. Also, you can give us a call at 541-440-7824. We'd be glad to walk you through it.
All right. Aaron Larson from the Small Business Development Center at Umpqua Community College. Thanks for coming in this afternoon.
Thanks for having me, Kyle.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.